Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
Looking at everything we can watch, it's Big Screen, Little Screen with me, Kat Cullen, and Susie Lyon to tell us all about the films and TV series that we can watch. Welcome back, Susie.
G'day, Kat. So good to be back.
So let's have a look at things that we can watch on our small screen and at the cinema at the big screen. And thus is the name of the show. Have a little look at both. Let's have a look now at a really successful TV show that's been going for 15 seasons. And now you can see all of those seasons on Sky Show.
That's right, Kat. So we've got Criminal Minds from season one all the way to season 15 on Sky Show. And that one is coming out on the 6th of September. So you can literally binge watch.
What's it all about? I believe a crime drama with a name like Criminal Minds.
Yeah, you'd be right, Kat. So this crime drama series follows FBI agents in the Behavioral Analysis Unit as they look for unsubs, the team's nickname for unknown subjects. Using behavioral analysis and profiling to investigate crimes, we follow the team as they catch perps, but also see them tackle their personal struggles. This series started in 2005, and the show sees a variety of cast members join the FBI team. Some leave or end up on the wrong side of an unsub. The success of the show over its 15-year span spawned a media franchise, a South Korean remake, and a video game.
Let's take a quick listen to a little snippet.
We had the highest concentration of targets here.
13 serial killers escaped from prison.
FBI! He's courted our attention from the beginning.
Just one of the things that they may have to deal with. There are a few familiar faces. I think that the most famous is probably Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's right. She's from I Know What You Did Last Summer from the 90s. There's also Glee's Jane Lynch and Janine Triplethorne of Waterworld and Sliding Doors fame. But there's two actresses who are season regulars. Both of them had different reoccurring roles in a slightly different TV show. Padgett Brewster and Aisha Tyler were both love interests in Friends, with Padgett playing Kathy, Joey's girlfriend who Chandler catches feelings for, and Aisha Tyler played Dr. Charlie Wheeler, again, first Joey's girlfriend, and then Ross's love interest in the final season.
Now, the best thing to remember when you're watching serial killer shows is that these are fiction, except actually, I mean, although this show is fiction, it's based on some true life events.
Yeah, the show took inspiration from several real life cases, from kidnappings to serial killers and some particularly heinous murders. And the show had their characters investigate the crimes with similar or in some cases completely different outcomes to each case. Some of those real-life cases the show covered are crimes like the Elliot Rogers murders, who in real life killed six people. The show's case sees a similar character throw acid at people because he feels slighted for not being in a relationship. There's also one on the Zodiac Killer. In real life is an unsolved series of murders that occurred in the late 60s, and the show takes inspiration from this real-life terror that occurred in California to create their own storyline, which actually becomes one of the season's most popular. The difference being that the show gives the unsub a name and a backstory, where in real life, the real killer has never been caught. And also, one of the top rated episodes of the whole series is in season one, with a storyline similar to that of the Manson family murders. The cast is sent to investigate the tribe, a cult who want to start a race war.
Spanning 15 seasons. Obviously, if you do go all the way back and see that one in that episode that you just mentioned with the Manson murders in season one, you know, you're watching a show from 2005. So it's quite interesting because I really do feel like shows have changed slightly in the way that they have been shot. You start to spot the differences, but I would say that you could just jump in and watch the most recent season if that is what you would prefer. Let's take a look. I mean, now that we've watched 15 seasons of Criminal Minds, let's have a look. If we can find the time now to leave the house, what's going on at the cinema? What's coming out this week?
That's right, Kat. So if you do manage to get away from the indoor screen, then you can go and see one at the cinema called French Exit. This is out as of midweek this week, and it stars Michelle Pfeiffer. It's based on the novel by the same name by Patrick DeWitt. French Exit is a comedy drama, and it tells the story of a Manhattan heiress, Frances, who loses all her money after her husband's death. And so, after selling everything she can, she moves to Paris with her son in tow. as well as the family cat, who just happens to be the reincarnation of Francis's dead husband.
Of course the cat is the reincarnation of Francis's dead husband. Let's have a quick listen to this one, and you may recognise the voice there of Michelle Pfeiffer, of course.
It's all gone.
Every penny.
What was your plan?
My plan was to die before the money ran out, but I kept and keep not dying, and here I am.
What about my apartment in Paris? It's just sitting empty.
Was she paying you?
Paying me?
Aren't you her gigolo?
Oh, God, no. That's my mother.
Have you heard any rumors regarding my reputation?
I heard that you were odd.
Well, I'm more than odd. Laetitia, s'il vous plaît. There's a goodly part of me that wants to set this building on fire.
Now, Michelle Pfeiffer is a phenomenal actress. There's something about her voice in this that's just slightly off-key. I know that her character is supposed to be a really odd character, but when I listen to her, I'm thinking, that's not your voice, Michelle. And I think it's all the character. I think it is.
So, yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer has received praise for her acting chops in this, and maybe that voice that she does is a part of the character. We'll have to watch it and see, won't we, Kat? But you will probably recognise the son, played by Lucas Hedges, even if you don't know his name yet. He has been making a name for himself in Hollywood with award-nominated roles in Manchester by the Sea with Casey Affleck, Boy Erased with Nicole Kidman, and Ben is Back with Julia Roberts, each earning him nominations as recently as 2018.
So you say that this was also a book called French Exit?
Yeah, so the author also penned the screenplay for this film, so you know that it's going to be close to the source material. Mm. And actually, something interesting that I found out when I Googled French Exit was that it refers to the expression known as French leave, which means an abrupt or hasty departure made without informing anyone. So you'll have to see the movie and maybe even read the book to see if anyone makes a French exit.
It's really funny because in France, I think that when someone does that, it's called an English exit because you don't do all of the kisses, which the French normally do. So I think that the French have called it an English exit, and then the English have called it a French exit. All right, lovely. Well, that's coming out midweek this week. French Exit on at the cinemas in the French-speaking parts of Switzerland. And then also, of course, make sure you check out Criminal Minds. If you would like to have a look at that without signing up for Sky Show, then you can still take part with their 7-day free trial just to have a little nosy around. You can find that on skyshow.ch. Links also up on our website where you can find all of the big screen, little screen podcasts up there too. Thanks very much, Susie.
You're welcome. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.